Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. For 60 years, our next guest's faith-based nonprofit has been providing retirement living options, including assisted living and skilled nursing care, for people across the state. It's a challenging business to begin with, and then came the coronavirus. Dr. Franklin Fant is the current director of Foundation Services and Church Relations at Presbyterian Communities of South Carolina in Columbia, and he's also currently transitioning to become their next CEO this summer. Franklin, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me, Mike.
Well, first of all, give us a brief history and overview of your organization.
Well, Presbyterian Communities of South Carolina was founded over 60 years ago by the Presbyterian churches in this state to provide retirement living for older adults. We started with 20 initial residents down in Somerville, and today we serve typically, I would say, around 950 at any point in time. Now, that's six different communities across the state. And we provide all levels of accommodations, independent living for folks that need no assistance, assisted living for people that need a little bit of help, skilled nursing for people that need that level of health care, memory care for dementia residents. We've kind of got the whole gamut covered there.
This particular crisis situation that we are in right now was brought to everybody's attention here in our country, in the state of Washington, with a nursing home that was afflicted with this. And I'm assuming that this immediately put you and your organization on watch.
Oh, absolutely. We've been on a state of high alert ever since. So we have been very careful and have implemented some pretty high levels of changes to our communities to try to guard against the coronavirus.
Well, share with us what some of these changes are and then the challenges that they present.
Sure. Some of the things that we've done have been to ask residents to stay in their rooms, stop group gatherings within the communities. That includes using the dining hall. And so residents have three meals a day brought to their room. We have had to restrict visitors only to end-of-life situations. And we have implemented some very strict screening for our staff, for any vendors that have to come onto campus, and for any visitors that come onto campus for end-of-life situations. And this includes taking their temperature and asking them a variety of questions about their travel and about whether they believe they've been exposed to the coronavirus.
And now, how do you expect that this virus crisis, once it's passed, what changes do you think will be carried forward and will become permanent in your industry?
That's a fascinating question and one that a lot of folks in our industry are looking at, and there are a variety of opinions, but I feel firmly convinced that when we come through this, there will be a greater appreciation for the value of being in a safe and controlled environment if you are an older adult where you can receive as much or as little care as you need. It's so much safer to be in a senior living community now with good safeguards than it would be to be out having to do all your own errands and your shopping and getting gas and so forth. Second, I think what's being revealed, especially for some of the better senior living organizations, is the quality of the staffing. So many that work in this industry do so because of a true love for older adults. And what we're seeing, that dedication and care, really being revealed now by a staff that in many ways, many organizations now are under great stress and strain with the additional demands of the coronavirus. And they may be having dealing with issues at home with unemployed spouses or children out of daycare or school. But these wonderful folks keep showing up day after day to serve these residents. And the third thing that I think we're seeing, that all of us, whether we're older adults or not, right now in the pandemic is social isolation. You know, it's wearing on a lot of us younger folks. And the truth of the matter is that for a lot of seniors who can't get out in normal times, this is kind of what their life is like. You know, they may be clinging in some cases to a sense of independence. But as we ask sometimes, are you really independent or are you really just home alone?
Well, Franklin, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you, Mike. I enjoyed it.
Dr. Franklin Fant is the current director of Foundation Services and Church Relations at Presbyterian Communities of South Carolina in Columbia. He's currently transitioning to become their next CEO, and we will have a link to the organization posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org. www.thesouthcarolinaprophet.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.